There's really two aspects to the organizational change we made at NIST. One is at the very top, the people that report directly to me. That was done for purposes of improving the stability of the agency. NIST had a single deputy director, and then below that level, over 20 line organizations reporting in. And we found that we were seeing a turnover at the top of the organization, either in the director or deputy director, that was pretty frequent, average tenure of about 18 months or less. And the organization tended to be less stable because you had basically then all of these organizations reporting into this one point where you're seeing all this change. So we replaced the single deputy director with a model that's much more common in national laboratories. We have associate directors for the major program elements of the agency. So an associate director for the laboratory program, which is the largest part of NIST, associate director for our innovation and industry programs, which are our external looking programs, and then we have an associate director for management resources, which is the internal administration functions.
So it sounds like it's really streamlining the efforts.
Yeah, it really is designed to give a much cleaner set of roles and responsibilities to the executive management team for the agency. So instead of, as I said, being sort of organized into the discipline-based laboratories and a lot of smaller programs, it gives you a much more coherent and stable management system.
Now, all those new deputy directors, did they come from the ranks? Were they brought in from the outside? Where'd you find them?
What I've done for the associate director part of the change is we've competed them all. So we've conducted national searches, aggressive national searches, to try to put the best people in those ranks. Only one of the three positions is currently filled. The other two hiring processes are underway right now. We looked far and wide to make sure we put the best person in place. I should say we also have a second part of the reorganization which dealt specifically with the laboratories. And in the case of the changes we made there, all of the positions were filled internally.
Yeah, so you reduced the number of the laboratory units from 10 to 6.
Right.
What does that do as far as research is concerned in helping you maintain your mission?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't think that the number of laboratories has a strong impact on the researchers. Researchers know that most research today is multidisciplinary. If they're working on something and they need to find a colleague to collaborate with, they do so. And so a lot of the job in research management is making sure your structure doesn't get in their way. But in the end, NIST is a mission agency that has to deliver a set of specific measurement services to industry and to the public sector, to other federal agencies. And I was concerned that in a discipline-based structure where you have, you know, a much more like a university structure, physics, chemistry, materials, we had disaggregated to the point where no one was clearly responsible for delivering our mission outputs, our measurement services, our calibrations, our standard reference materials. And so the real effect of this change on the laboratories, yes, it got the number down. So we'll see some efficiency improvements by having fewer line organizations. But the big difference is that the people in charge of the new laboratories are responsible not just for the research activities in a given area, but also for the services that deliver the research results to industry. And so what I'm expecting to see is better organizational optimization.
And we're speaking with Pat Gallagher. He's the director of NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And did you have to run this up the pole to the Commerce Department brass, or is this something you could initiate on your own?
Well, you know, doing any organizational change in a public agency is a rather public process. It always astonishes my friends and collaborators from industry when they see what we go through to make an organizational change, because it's obviously very rapid in industry. No, the process is quite different here. NIST and the Commerce Department have the authority to make this change, but of course there's a lot of review and approval. So we took sort of the opposite approach. We took a very public approach in proposing the change. We went to the staff and talked about what our goals were. I made sure we solicited broad input both from the staff and also from major stakeholder organizations that depend on NIST. We worked very closely with our authorizing and appropriating committees on the Hill, and we worked closely with both the Commerce Department and OMB. So everybody pretty much knew where we were at any given point. So, you know, even though we made the final announcement and we've turned all the systems over to the new structure on October 1st, in some ways it's anticlimactic because we've been sort of out there talking about this for quite a while.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. This is all in place now, and you've got it up and running in this new structure. How long did it take from start to finish?
Well, it's hard to define the starting point. So I guess we started talking to the staff about this shortly after I was sworn in as director. So I would say by December of last year, we were starting to say, look, it's time to make a change. This is the first significant organizational change at NIST in over 20 years.
But for this being the first significant change in more than 20 years, it took less than a year. That's fairly impressive.
It took less than a year. And, you know, I think it is rather quick. And I think one of the reasons it went so well is that we took this very open process. But, you know, by letting everybody who might have an objection weigh in early on and feel like they had a say in the outcome, it was really pretty smooth. And I have to say, the support from the staff and from our stakeholders has been wonderful. I think everyone sort of realized that it was time to make a change. I think everybody feels that we can do better set up this way than we could before. And that makes all the difference in the world.
And final question, the deer outside, will they have their own associate director too?
The deer have always been anti-management, so I'm not sure it would matter who we put in charge of them.